Hey everybody, welcome to Both Mics. I
Hey
am Mike
folks.
Sofka. Oh, go ahead. Well, we're gonna start over.
Hold on. He is Mike Sofka. Whichever way you are, you're somewhere.
Five.
And I'm Mike Taylor, by the way, if anybody's wondering. And we're both Mikes. And we are. What show are we doing? 149.
Yes.
149.
You want to leave my club in there, or do you want to do it again?
No.
Dude, right. I know. If you listen to the podcast introduction, lady, she told you we're the worst fucking world's worst.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both Mics.
Hey, look, we're advertising for Amazon today.
Yeah, see? We should be
Platinum sponsor. Platinum sponsor. And DeLorean. And the state of Florida and Motley Crue.
No, we do have a new sponsor tonight.
We do?
Yeah. I'll get to that in a second. It's a Vietnamese
Movies?
Dog pound. It's very interesting, but
Vietnamese dog pound. Okay,
yes.
Movies, another platinum sponsor.
Nice, I like it. All right, sorry. So we're on show 148. Is that what we're on?
149.
Oh, 149. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Of both mics, and if you're wondering where you can hear us, besides where you're hearing us from right now, we're on YouTube, Facebook. We have bothmics.com. We have a merch page. Check out our merchandise. Christmas merchandise coming. Maybe.
Yes, that'll be coming in the next week here.
Yes, we have stickers too.
Yes. Oh, when you go to Hawaii, bring some stickers, bring some cards.
I have the last of my stickers.
Yeah.
There's a famous shrimp truck, Giovanni's shrimp truck in Oahu.
Yeah.
In Oahu. And I've been watching YouTube videos, kind of brushing up on what to go see and do in the islands of Hawaii. And everybody talks about this shrimp truck, and they show pictures of it or videos on YouTube. And everybody draws on this thing with a Sharpie.
Nice.
So it's a big, like a big box truck that, you know, most people use for either Frito-Lay or food trucks. And this one has writing all over it. It has a big, big guy with a shrimp looking guy on it with a big logo, Giovanni Shrimp. And people have, there's like, you can't put your hand anywhere on it without there being writing all over this truck with a Sharpie. So I'm bringing the stickers to put on the Giovanni's shirt.
Perfect. And then, yes. You know, you got the Tom and Dan shirt on there. So you said they're going to pay us back. They're going to wear one on theirs.
Of course.
Or one of ours. Okay.
I'm sure they will.
And I got the JRR thing, which is all iHeart today, I guess.
Right.
We are on iHeart, by the way.
Yes. Go to the Alexa thing on your counter and say, Alexa, play Both Mics on iHeartRadio.
See, this is what I hate about chewing gum. Like, I'm done with it, but what do you do with it?
Well, you can hide it in your beard, bro. And
yeah, well, that's what I was afraid of. I didn't want that to happen.
See, the thing is, my bite is so bad that eventually I get pissed off chewing gum because I'll bite my cheek or bite my tongue or bite my lip or something. So I avoid chewing gum for that reason.
All right.
Yeah.
So tell me about Halloween, dude. Tell me about that. Did you get some candy? Skim off the baskets. Daddy gets 10%.
Yeah. Well, dude, I've actually gained 5 pounds this past week skimming off the top of their freaking Halloween treats. Xander doesn't like chocolate. So I dip into his and I eat his chocolate. And it's not good. Nikki will eat anything, but they got so much candy. It's unbelievable. More candy than, there'll be candy left over next Halloween.
Wow.
That's how much they got. And we just stayed in our subdivision. Granted, it's 300 houses, and we hit probably half of it.
So everybody was participating. It was a cool development for that. I mean, it wasn't
hometown. And of course, there's a couple people that go all out. You know, they'll do the smoke machine and the new thing this year is projectors in the window. they'll put like a sheet in front of the window and they'll project on the back a guy with a sickle or something, and wow. a girl screaming and crying and, you know, ah!
Wow,
type of stuff. So that's the new thing this year. And there's probably a handful of houses like that. But most people, they'll either have all their lights off or they'll be in the driveway with a card table and they'll be sitting in a chair and, you know, no need to go up to the door and ring the doorbell.
Yeah. Drinking a beer.
Out in the driveway. Yeah. And
this was like the 60s or the 70s. You'd have like a Lucky Strike, no filter, or like a Pall Mall cigarette or something going. Yeah,
and you'll be handing out candy cigarettes to the kids.
Yeah. Stubby bottles.
yeah.
Bobbing for apples.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that, dude? Have you ever bobbed for apples?
Yeah. I think I had a birthday party and probably like kindergarten Halloween party type stuff.
This became such an activity. And then the germ issue came up many years ago, even before the COVID thing. So my mom, when she would throw parties for the grandkids or whatever, each kid would have their own little bucket to bob for an apple in.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I was. I was like, hey, you're missing out on all the fun. There's no
right. Spit, making you know, it, making it no so sterile.
Sick. That's half the battle. That's half the fun.
yeah. We used to, and the thing is, Halloween starts at like 6:30 here. And what's funny is half the lights went out in the subdivision just before 5 o'clock. So like it was a scramble to get the lights back on in the neighborhood before the trick or treating started.
Ah,
but that didn't happen. But it was only a handful of houses.
Well, that made it spookier.
Right? But, God, when I was – I used to go to school, and I used to get at 3 o'clock. It was a 15-minute walk home. Boom, change, out the door by 3:30. And we would be back in the house by 5 o'clock with a full pillowcase of candy for dinner.
Yeah.
Eat dinner and then go back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unload and then go back out.
Right.
And – we use the pillowcase.
Yeah.
You know, the head sweaty pillowcase that's on your bed, you pull off and you fill it with candy and then you put it back on and go to sleep on it that night.
So if you both were out trick or treating, did you leave the bowl, take one please, or
you really didn't see that much growing up in New Jersey. You know, and when you did see it, it was empty.
No, I'm asking, is that what you did this year?
Oh, no. Yeah, we just turn off all the lights and say, screw it. Too bad. And we were in one of the cul-de-sacs off of the main road, and I think everybody kind of just sticks to the main road. You know, there's 200 houses out there, and you know another 100 that are on these little cul-de-sacs that go in and off the main thoroughfare. And you know, people are cashing in on the main road to not be bothered to come into these little cul-de-sacs. And we have 8 houses on our cul-de-sac.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, no one comes down there.
So did their legs get tired, or did you have a little wagon with you, or what?
We picked up a stroller, and we have 3 strollers already that we've bought, but we found this one on like the neighborhood Facebook marketplace, and it's a double stroller, but it's like a stroller for the baby in front and a section in the back for the bigger brother to stand up or to sit down. It's like a little platform he could stand on it and kind of watch, or he could turn around and face back and sit down. And it's sturdy as hell, a lot sturdier than the other 3 expensive freaking strollers we have. So we took that one and we took that one and had both boys on there, and it's you know, it's good for that. So they rode around on this single stroller that we got for free off of Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, this way they can jump on and jump off real quick and get their candy and come back on and you know, go up to the next house and grab candy again. But, yeah, so, they did good. They cashed in this.
All right, so you hit the bags. Tell me what was the best thing they had. Well, come on. What was you ate one thing that you were like, yeah, I like those, or those are pretty good. What was the best candy you had out of their basket?
I'm always the licorice guy, you know, and when you get the licorice, the smaller packs of licorice that are made just for Halloween, they're fresh. You know, you go to the store now, you get a big bag of licorice. It's like chewing on a piece of leather and always not fresh. You know, it could be a year old, where these little Halloween ones are made just for Halloween, so they're nice and fresh. But that's my go-to. Are you
partial to name brand? Because I know at the movies they have like Vines, yet in the store they have like Twizzlers.
The Twizzler. Yeah.
Are you a Twizzler, fan of the big, fat, long ones that you can use as a straw? Have you seen those? They come in all sizes.
Yeah, I've had them all. I've had them all. You know, the orange ones with the cream filling and, you know, chocolate. But yeah.
Do you like the black kind, the black licorice?
I don't mind it, but
that's racist, Mike. You can't not like the black licorice. That's racist.
Do you like black licorice?
I love it. I think it's the best. I think everyone should own some.
I think you're lying. But they got a couple stops where they had full size candy bars. You know, it's nice. always the full size. And I guess it was a Reese's. Now Reese's. Reese's is now owned by Hershey, so it was like a guy who just went out and bought.
Well, there was a chocolate shortage, so I was surprised you were able to get that much chocolate.
Who knows? You know, everything's a shortage now, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah. But yeah, they made out really good. Xander is dressed up as Spider-Man. He has Spider-Man with the mask, the whole nine yards, the leotard one, and Nikki. The past 2 years has gone as the Joker. But yeah, they're piling stuff up back there. And this year he went as Batman. So we had Batman and Spider-Man, a Marvel character and a DC comic character.
So they were good with their costumes? They were good, or did they zonk out like 10 minutes in the trick-or-treating or what?
Yeah, last year they did, or Xander did. We got back off of a 7-day cruise last year on the 31st, and I said, screw it. I went home and I went to sleep. She took the boys out, and halfway through, Xander went underneath the stroller and went to sleep in the, the storage area where you put the diaper bag and stuff. Nice. Xander crawled up down there and went to sleep. Nikki marched on and did more trick or treating.
Nice. But
that was last year.
Nice. So. But how about the worst candy? Did you find one that you were like, oh, my God, I can't believe he got that, or that tastes like crap? Or
no. This year, I didn't see anything bizarre.
Candy corn? Did you see that?
No candy corn, no jelly beans, no roll of pennies, nothing like that. No Mary Janes.
There was a coin shortage a few years ago.
Yeah, they're all in the jar in my freaking closet. That's why.
Yeah, that was a hunk of crap. That's because there is a shortage of precious metals in this country. That's what we had to do to get some of the metals out and to continue our conversion to the government issued, Federal Reserve issued digital currency. Biden signed that into executive order in February. It's like executive order 1406 or something like that. You can look it up. It's already in there that they're changing everything over. So. Be careful. Careful where what was the thing Jim Phillips always said? Buy your books with cash.
Yeah, buy your books with cash.
There you go. So that's coming.
That was for other reasons, I'm sure. But
what?
Well, you don't want the government to know what you're reading.
Right, but now that's my point. The government's gonna know everything what you're spending your money on because it's electronic. And then they're gonna look at your ESG score and say, well, we didn't like what you posted on Facebook. So you can't buy any more gas this month. And by the way, you need to get rid of that gas guzzler already with media and electric. Oh, you didn't get your because of the fake. Yeah, you didn't get that. Oh, yeah, you can't buy any more food this month. Yeah, that's what's happening, dude. Watch. I'm telling you. You know what? I had so many conspiracy theories. I have to look for more. Do you know why? They're all coming true. Everything I've said in the past has been coming true. So. I mean, we talked about the mortgage rates going up again. I see you survived the cut at your company. Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, well, congratulations, right? You get to keep your job.
I told you that was coming, dude.
I knew it. I knew. And, because it went from frantically busy to like, okay, now I have just the amount of work I need for my 40 hours a week.
This is the government's solution to inflation. Raise rates. It's like, hey, we got a fire going on here. Give me something liquid. Here's some gasoline. Throw that on it. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
So how did that go down? Like all of a sudden the guy that was sitting next to you is gone or what?
Well, this is how I do my work. This is Brenda's office, and I'm at the dining room table. Three computer screens. I got paper flying all over the place. Yeah. And, message, email pops up, meeting at 2:30. I'm like, all right, it's like 1:45 now. That's odd. I'm like, all right. We didn't have a meeting the day before. We usually have a meeting on Wednesday, but we didn't have one this week. And I'm like, all right, she just wants to go over something. And 2:30 comes along. I pop in there on Microsoft Teams, and the vice president of operations is in there. So I'm like, ah, this can't be good. This can't be good. And so I am one of my coworkers who lives in Indiana. And I say, oh, this isn't looking good. He goes, no, it's not, but we're okay because we're on this meeting.
So if you weren't in the meeting, you're not okay?
If you weren't in the meeting an hour prior, you got your papers.
Wow.
So they, the company I work for does forward mortgages, which is a mortgage that you normally know about. People buying a house, they need a mortgage. I work in the reverse mortgage section. If you're 62 or older, you can refinance your house into a reverse mortgage that will pay you your equity in the home, either in a lump sum or in payments over time. They have a number that they think that the average person lives to, and they do an algorithm and they do a calculation saying, okay, your house is this, your house will be worth that when you pass away, on average. Here's what we can do. We can give you this amount of money on the appraisal value of your property. And here's money now, or you can have a line of credit and you don't have to make any payments on your mortgage. Basically, the equity in your property from their calculation will pay your mortgage over time. So when you pass away, you either forgive the house to the company or your heirs can pay off the property and keep it like they would with a forward mortgage.
Do you need to medically qualify for that?
No. Nope.
Because I was wondering, you get people that are getting up there in age, and a lot of people have lost a lot of money in the market, and all these things, and I could see this being appealing for people, but I didn't know if, you have high blood pressure and you're diabetic or whatever.
I've had two people die waiting to close on their mortgage.
Well, you got to pick up the pace, Mike. You can't have that.
well, one was in not probate, but there was a conservatorship and stuff that was taking up a lot of time in court. And we got the conservatorship, and literally the next week she passed away. And it was an $8 million house in San Diego.
If I was the agent that was making all the money on this deal, I would be pretty pissed off.
Yeah. Four points on $8 million?
Well, let me ask you, have I told that story about where I had to climb into the back of the ambulance to get the guy to sign the paperwork?
I remember vaguely, but go ahead, tell me again.
Yeah. So I got this guy, and, this must be 2010 maybe. And I got this guy, and he's looking to buy a vehicle, and we overcome some obstacles. We find the right vehicle. We find the right price structure. We find everything we need. And we're negotiating back and forth. And all of a sudden, the guy goes like this. And he goes, honey, I'm going to go outside. And he walks out the door, which is right next to me. And I'm watching this guy, and he lays down on the picnic table. And I go, he didn't look too good. And she goes, no, he didn't. So she walks out the door. Now, I've got the deal. We're done with the deal. Okay, we're done, except he has to sign the paperwork, okay? So I need him to sign his offer that we're going to accept. I've already got that worked out. I go, well, do you want me to go check on him, or do you want to check on him? She goes, I'll go. She goes outside. She turns around, flings the door back open, and yells in the dealership. Everybody hears, call 911. Oh, my God, he's having a heart attack.
Edith Bonner was there.
No. So while I hear this, I'm up talking to my boss, going, "Yeah, this is done. I just got to get a signature." He's like, "Hey, good job." So I go out there. I go, "Look, they just called 911. I'll say a name. I won't say his last name, but Richard, I just need you to sign here." And he grabs the pen out of my hand and he signs the thing. And I go back to my boss. I go, "Look, this guy's having a heart attack." And he goes, "Quit overreacting, soft guy. I thought you said you had the deal done." And I go, "No, I'm telling you, he's having a heart attack right now." And he goes, stop yanking me. Stop jerking me off, all this, And then all of a sudden, the ambulance comes through the parking lot. He looks out the window and he goes, you're not fucking kidding, are you? And I go, no. Did you get the check? And I go, no, I didn't get the check, but look, I got this sign. And he goes, that don't mean shit. He's got to sign off on all the paperwork. I said, a fucking ambulance is here, dude. He goes, go get the check and we'll keep the deal together. And I go, so you're telling me if I don't go in there and get the official buyer's order signed and a check from this guy who they're loading into the fucking ambulance because he's having a fucking heart attack, you mean to tell me that if I don't do that, I don't have a deal? He goes, sad but true, but that's the deal. So I went back and I said, look, I got great news. They accepted your offer. How you feeling? And he goes, oh, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I think I'll be all right. And the I went to the wife. I turned to the wife and I handed her the keys. I said, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. I said, I just need you to make out the check. And the medic looked at me like I had three fucking heads. And the wife goes, oh, hold on. Let me get it out of my purse. And she's digging for the checkbook. In her, you know, in her purse, they're loading a guy into the friggin' ambulance. So she goes, well, this is his check. He needs to sign it. So I grab the check out of her hand. I jump in the ambulance. And now both medics are looking at me like. I go, Richard, I'm sure you're going to be fine. Your wife's going to be following you in the brand new car that you just bought. I just need your signature on your check here and this buyer's order here. Waiver compliance and the title information and the tag
and this all
these guys are looking at me like you've lost your friggin' mind. But I kept the deal together, god damn it. And they still talk about that to this day, how I got the back of the hand to get the deal. It's great.
If it was anybody else, I wouldn't believe him, bro.
Yeah, I got stories like that, dude. I had a guy, they put out a bonus one, the first person to get somebody into a trunk of a car.
Bro, where's your microphone?
It's on this laptop that's a piece of shit because I don't have a microphone.
Oh, okay, because like something scratching across it.
Oh, it was me scratching the top of the laptop. That's what it is. No, I have these little taped pieces in several areas because it covers the camera. I don't like the camera on the laptop looking at me because I don't know who's looking at me when I'm not looking at it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I'm looking up. I got these things here. And I don't know where the one for this laptop went, but you put these on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and yeah. They clip on the laptop. I got them in like every color of the rainbow. So you cover it up, and this way it doesn't look like you're being aggressive by covering the camera, which is down here. There's also, because I use this camera, not the laptop camera.
So I talked to our Papa B there.
Yeah.
Talk to Gene, and he's says he'll have to send us some product, and we can do what we talk about on
it. Yeah, so, cool.
Yeah, I'm interested. That sounds good. I'm excited.
I've known Gene since he was 15 years old. Yeah.
So like 40 years.
Nice. Yeah. Holy shit! It is 40. I'm thinking.
I'm jerking in. Yeah, dude. We're fucking.
I did the math quick and got 65. So yeah, dude. Well, since he was 15, and I guess I was 18, because he was born in 69. We were born in 66. He was 2 years behind us in high school. So, yeah, he was class of 87. Great. And
Don't you think that that's like 13 years now when you do the math?
Yeah, right? It was just, 15 years ago. But him and his buddy Howard, they were best friends in that grade. And a friend of mine, Sam, met either him or Howard, and invited him to a party at my house, which was every Friday night. My house I grew up in had a basement, and my bedroom was in the basement, and there was a door that led out to the backyard, like most houses in New Jersey. And I took half of the basement and put all the stuff over there, and I put up a wall, and I put up sheetrock, and had a couple mattresses. I made a bar in shop class in high school.
Nice.
And Every Friday, about 4 o'clock, friends would start coming over, and we would hang out in my basement all weekend.
Yeah.
My dad would make a pancake breakfast on Sunday morning, and everybody would go home.
Yeah.
But he invited over Howard and Gene to my party, and I was like, who the hell are these guys? But they brought like some records, and we were hanging out, listening to Journey and Quiet Riot and Motley Crue. and they were into all that. And like the first time Gene was at my house, or at least one of my parties, this is like a thing that we still bring up to this day. We used to have, you know, we were big bandana fans, wear bandanas on our head. He would wear them as a belt. And one day he was so drunk, he went outside and he had to pee, and he couldn't get the bandana undone. So he ended up pissing his pants.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're like, well, why didn't you just unzip your zipper and do it? Oh, he's like, I didn't even think of it, bro.
Nice.
Yeah. He came down to Texas and he helped me with one of my flips. He took a week off and he came down. Last Motley Crue concert he went to, my first Motley Crue concert, he was with me. We went to Madison Square Garden. And he's like, dude, our first Motley Crue concert was together. Our last one should be together. So let's go to Madison Square Garden. I'm like, all right, we'll go. I'll come up from, I think I was in Texas at the time. And I'm like, but you know what, dude? They're actually playing in Atlantic City. Let's go to the Atlantic City.
Yeah, show. I remember that.
And it was cool. It was like in a gigantic ballroom. You know, so it was like, you know, really small and intimate. And they had a crafts table downstairs. So we had a great time.
Nice. Win some money?
No, I lost $100.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know, you're supposed to say, you know, what's the old thing about the guy who showed up in Vegas? He rolled in an $8,000 car and he left in an $80,000 bus.
Yeah,
lots of used car outlets, I'm sure, around Atlantic City. Is Atlantic City even like Atlantic City anymore? Do you know? I mean, even in, because that was what, 2016 maybe or so, or 2014?
14.
Yeah. So
October.
Is it? Do you think Atlantic City's anything like it still, like it was then? Still, I mean, that's only 8 years ago. I heard it's not.
It's, well, like everything has left. Like, we were actually there in 2016. Brenda and I went to Wildwood, and we went pulled into Atlantic City because we're big on the Hard Rock Cafes. So yeah, she wanted to go to that one.
Yeah.
That one was at the Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal was, like, on the brink of going out of business at the time. Like, or I think they were, like, they had one door closed. That's how bad it was. And, yeah, it's always – since the – since the casinos came in the late 70s, it just has been slowly going downhill since then.
Yeah, everyone I go to, even the Hard Rock here, you know, over in Tampa, or, you know, if you're on a ship, it's not as bad. They don't allow the smoking. But, you know, I go to, or even at that one in Miami, the Miracle or whatever it's called. You and I have both been at that place.
Magic City.
Got together. And
Magic City.
What's it called again?
Magic City.
Yeah, Magic City. Yeah. But every time I go there, it's full of smoke, and all I see is old people that live in trailers just pissing away their life savings, one coin at a time. And and they dare not move from the freaking machine. I couldn't get on a machine. And then one guy, the lady had to leave to go take a piss, and the guy's like guarding the machine. I'm like, well, so can I play that? No. I was like, I can't play the machine. Nobody's playing it. Oh, she just went to the bathroom. I'm like, really? I can't get on it. All right, you guys continue on. You know, I felt like opening up a lottery ticket stand there or something, because, you know, the lottery's for people who are bad at math. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. Now, mind you, with the Powerball being $1.5 billion, that's not going to discourage me from buying a ticket. I know the math, but I'm still going to buy a few tickets, dude.
Yeah, still. Yeah. Somebody's going to win.
Somebody. And you know, the sad thing is, a lot of people don't realize the Powerball ticket's $2. But if you don't add the power play, you don't win all the money. If you don't add the whatever they call it, double play, you only get one set of numbers. So you got to buy, in order to win all the money and get the best chance each time, you have to buy each ticket's $4. Now, most people will buy more than one ticket at a time. So usually, five to get printed up on a ticket at a time. So $20 is the average ticket. Because I've been watching. I'll go to Publix. And I always go to Publix to buy my lottery ticket. Because I always, every time I hear about some big winner, they bought it at Publix.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm sure they're the biggest purveyor in Florida of lottery tickets.
Right, yeah. Well, they're everywhere in Florida. They're saturated. They own the market. Yep. So good for them. Yeah.
Dude, they actually opened up a Publix across the street from Publix here in town. Like a mile away. It was supposed to be that they had the Greenwise, like their Trader Joe version.
Yeah.
And they were all set to open that up, and then they put a Publix sign out, and it's a regular Publix now. Like, why?
Maybe the demographics change. Maybe the neighborhood's behind them. I mean, it's kind of like that, you know, here in my area, too. You know that. You know, you could go 3 miles one way, there'd be a Publix. You could go 3 miles the other way, there'd be a Publix. You could go 3 miles that way, there'd be a, you know, it's kind of what it is. And Walmart's done that with those neighborhood market things.
Yeah. And, of course, there's a Walgreens. And what's across the street from the Walgreens?
Oh, CVS.
CVS is across the street from Walgreens. Yes. So there's Publix, CVS, and Walgreens right in the all in the same corner.
Now, years ago, you used to be able to gauge real estate markets from where new Chili's were popping up. Because a new Chili's would pop up somewhere, and next thing you know, there'd be a housing explosion in that market. I was part of that. I remember going to open the stores back then.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, wow, this is really out in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's nothing here. And then a year later, it's all built up around there, strip plazas, housing communities, all that shit. And I was like, how do they do this? How do they know that? I guess I don't know.
Housing permits, you know.
There you go.
When we moved here, there was the strip center where the Publix is, and of course with every Publix strip center there's a Chinese restaurant. McDonald's, Walgreens, and CVS. Since then, within a quarter mile, they've opened a high school and another strip center with the other Publix, a Starbucks, a Chase Bank, a Chick-fil-A, and a Whataburger, 7-Eleven, and a car wash.
You could go up and down the strip and not eat the same thing twice in a week.
Exactly. Perfect. Exactly. Now they've cleared the other corner, and in there is a Panera is going in there, and something else is going in there. And the permits that are pulled, 9,000 permits, over 9,000 permits for an area called Silver Leaf that they're building. They're building about 2 miles up the road.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah. Hey, we're almost out of time here. So.
Really?
Well, we're out of time on this portion. We do have that new sponsor, though, Dog Pound here, the Vietnamese Dog Pound, Young Kim's Vietnamese Dog Pound.
Okay. And
let me see. I have the ticket here. I have the copy. It says right here.
You have the menu?
Yeah. No, they have a slogan, like a motto. Eat here 30 days. It's on buffets.
Nice.
Yeah, Young Kim's Vietnamese Dog Pound. Go check that out. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Ciao.
Young Kim's Dog Pound is here. 30 days goes on buffet.
Hey, and welcome back. Thanks for tuning in again. Oh, well, you didn't have a choice. You're already here. We just took a short pause.
Exactly, yes.
So what were we talking about before the Young Kim's Vietnamese Dog Pound? And by the way, their slogan, "Eat here 30 day, it go on buffet."
Yes. we were talking about the neighborhood, my neighborhood, and how it's blowing up. But you have a new cell phone?
I've had a new cell phone for a couple months.
Who's your provider?
I switched. I was with for over 20 years. I was with T-Mobile, and they pissed me off for the last time, so I switched to Verizon. But I don't really support or condone what any of these phone companies spend their money on. So I'm looking at a few off brands that spend their money not on things that are social causes that are for my good and so forth. And I'll leave it to your imagination, but I don't support certain programs, and I'm not going to have my money spent that I'm spending with you and make you prosper so you can spend money on things I don't believe in or don't. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes sense. Yeah.
So, with that in mind, I'm not sure. I'm scared to take that leap right now, and I got other shit going on in my life. So I'm going to take that leap and go to one of these places, but I got to get some other areas, you know, more solid. So if I make that switch and I fall on my face, you know, I have backup and stuff like that. So I got to get my shit together for that. What do you have?
We have AT&T.
Yeah.
And we went ahead.
Always. What does AT&T stand for?
At this time.
At this time.
It works at this time.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Right. So, we go there probably a month or so ago, And we, you know, she gets a new phone. She gets the watch finally, and I get a new phone. And I'm surprised that they tell me, "Oh, you trade in. You want to trade in your phone?" I go, "Well, what are you going to give me for my phone?" She goes, "Oh, $800." I go, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah, okay, no problem. I'll go for that."
Yeah. Your phone costs $800 more than it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
And so they gave Brenda a price for her phone. And they're like, you know, it'll take a billing cycle or two for the credit to show up on your account. All right. So we get our first bill. And our bill typically was $140 for two phones, you know, out the door, taxes, all the other BS, $144 a month. Our bill comes in $239.
It took off $25 a month or something.
Yeah, no, it went up. It went up. But, $95.
Yeah, well, you're buying those phones.
Right. So that makes, you know, a little bit of sense that, yeah, I think it's like $30 for mine, $30 for hers. Like, all right, I'll deal with that. But then, like, where's this other money coming from? Activation fees. So they get with the activation fee. And we get an email yesterday saying, "Oh, your phone's not worth $800. So here they are telling you $800, and I'm like, that's a, you know, ironclad, yeah, $800, yeah.
Well, don't you have some paperwork that says $800? I mean, I would write them back and say, "I've got some paperwork that says different."
There's no paperwork anymore. It's all virtual, you know. Sign here with your thing. Signed
something on the tablet that you don't remember, and it was in fine print and in Chinese that you never read.
Sign here with your finger, and you're good to go. So yeah, now it's a battle with the AT&T people. Nice. Yeah. So I'm like, "Hey, what happens if I want my phone back?"
Yeah.
I'm sure it's in pieces somewhere in Vietnam.
It's already been melted down, dude. Need another phone.
So yeah. What happens if I want my phone back? Too bad. Too bad. So sad. So yeah, just another way of AT&T getting you, the man sticking it to you. So not cool at all.
We have
a new
sponsor for this segment here.
Yeah, yeah.
The Canadian Hoser Alliance.
Okay.
And their slogan is, "How's it going, eh?"
How's it going, eh? Jose? Hose B?
No, that's it, no.
How's it going?
Because they say A a lot in Canada.
They do, yes.
So that's come on, work with me here. I'm trying to do something here.
I was looking for something that made a little sense.
What did I say it was? Canadian what?
Canadian Fire Department.
Canadian Fire Department. No, the Canadian Hoser Association. No, like if you're a hoser in Canada, well, you know, the Kevin Smith thing. Isn't that a hoser? You know, if you're a hoser.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of which, we haven't talked since I...
Yeah, so what happened when you went to the Kevin Smith thing?
No, it was pretty good. I was impressed. I left here, drove the Mustang, so it was interesting getting there at like 90 miles an hour.
Paid $40 of park.
Oh god, dude! All right, so I get there. I didn't stop anywhere along the way. I didn't pull any Mike type scams to try to get free parking or anything like that. I just wanted it to be, you know, chill and relax and have a good time. So instead of trying to scam some parking, I just went and parked. $27 to park my car.
The Halloween Horror Nights thing was going on. They didn't have the free parking at City Walk, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Or if that was the case, I would have waited till 6 o'clock and did the free park.
So
free
for
parking
every four
for Florida
cars, they got a cool $100. So yeah. I don't know. Say, you know, let's do the math here. They had just say 10,000 people. I mean, that's a lot of. Oh, is that $400,000?
Well, yeah. Not everybody drives their own car. You know, there's people in the resorts.
I meant 10,000 cars. You know, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know. Even if it's 1,000 cars, dude, that's $27,000. That's one of their freaking employees' salary for the year.
Oh, then parking. My math is wrong. Why can't I do math tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, right. But, I missed one question on the fucking math on the SAT. And I know which one it was, and I know the answer it should have been.
I got a 710 out of 800, so I was close. But as long as you knew your formulas, you were good with the fucking SATs.
Yeah, well, now it's come to light that if depending on your ethnicity, you will either start with a minus score or a plus score. Did you realize that? It's true, dude. They're in court right now doing this shit, dude. Depending on the color of your skin depends on how good your score is. And then on college admissions, this is all this affirmative action stuff that they're trying to do away with. I have a skin tone that's a little darker than mine now, and I'm a C student, and I scored 400 points less than the guy next to me who might happen to look like me, so scored like 400 points better on the SAT, had an A across the board,
right,
all my classes. I can't get into the school, but the guy with the lower score and the lower grades can because of his skin color.
Yeah, because there's a quota or
bullshit, dude. Why don't we just do this? Why don't we take the best qualified people? You know, there's a girl who scored a perfect score on the SAT. That used to mean you automatically got a scholarship to MIT. She can't even fucking get in. Perfect score on the SAT. She can't get in. Stop.
Yeah.
You know why? That place was taken up by somebody who scored half those points. So I get it.
The bell curve. Yeah, it's all a bell curve.
Situation. Everybody's a victim. I get it. Victimization pays, but let's stop it with this shit already. Let's judge people by the merit of their character. Let's stop judging people by the color of their skin. I mean,
right.
I wasn't around 200 years ago. I didn't own anybody. You know, anyway, I don't know where I'm getting these rants from either. Jesus Christ, Mike.
That's your second one today, sir.
Yeah, right. So have you been to Buc-ee's lately?
I went to Buc-ee's on my way to the Hard Rock.
Oh yeah, you were finishing the story. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a stock up.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right. Okay, so $27 to park.
Yeah, $27 to park, and they move. I've never parked on ground level before. You know, you always go up into the garage. They had me park like follow these people. We parked on the ground level. I'm like, all right. So, and luckily I remembered where I parked my car because I've never parked there before. And like, I didn't think about where I parked. I just remember it was ET and on the first floor. So thank God for that. Went through security, the usual, got there and, looked around and didn't see anybody there yet. And it was shortly before 6 o'clock when I got there. And, I couldn't believe it. You know, the doors were opening at 6 and no one was there. I went inside. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to get a drink. Every bar stool at the bar taken. Every table at the bar taken. Like, what the hell? So I go back outside. I'm waiting and waiting, looking around.
Well, that's where everybody is. They're getting all liquored up.
Now, well, it comes out that down by their little lake, they have everybody line up down there.
Oh,
yeah. So I look down there, and I'm like, you know, I'm following these people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like purple across. Yeah. Like you're gonna get on one of them little boats. Yeah.
Yep. Which is no big deal because it's all reserved seating.
Yeah. Right. I just don't like waiting in line to get it. Here's the deal, dude. If I'm spending money, I shouldn't have to wait in line. You should have a line waiting for me.
Right. Yeah. So I get in line, and there was an ashtray, you know, those little towers where you put your cigarette in. That was like smoking like a volcano.
Yeah. I saw the picture. I
took some video of that, and like, I thought it was pretty funny. And, you know, everybody like, hey, I like your shirt. And I had my Quick Stop shirt with my Mubi shirt over it. There's a bunch of people there. Yeah. So a bunch of people there with the purple Mubi shirt, but no one has a Quick Stop shirt.
So yeah, whatever happened to us getting both Mike shirts like that? They were
expensive.
Too fucking expensive?
Oh, yeah, dude. They were like $70 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Been looking. Every time I see it, something, I try to do a mock up and see what it would cost. And, yeah.
All right. Well, why don't someday. We'll donate like $20 per shirt that we sell. And we'll do like the car companies do. We're losing money on every product, but we're going to make it up on value.
What kind of math is that?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, make it up on the back end. Yeah. We could finance these shirts.
Right? There you go. Now you're talking. reverse mortgage on your shirt.
Right. So yeah, no, movie was good. It was I expected it to be a bigger screen. You know, they had a average size screen on the stage. It wasn't one on a stand or anything, but I feel it should have been bigger for the type of stage it was. Then they had the two screens on the side that were showing it also. So it was kind of weird that there was three screens. And of course all the chairs were bolted together, which is not a good thing to do in a movie where everybody is a Kevin Smith fan, because you and I would be the skinniest people in the movie theater at a Kevin Smith show.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of hockey jerseys.
A lot of hockey jerseys. Yes. A lot of hockey jerseys. And Kevin Smith didn't get thrown off Southwest Airlines for no reason, because right. He's too fat to fly.
Yeah.
And, so it was interesting. I had basically one. I picked an aisle seat purposely because I'm an aisle seat guy.
Absolutely.
And I had one ass cheek on my chair because of the tub that was sitting next to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his buddy was a tub.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it sucked. So I told the guy, I go, hey, when the lights go down, I'm going to separate these chairs. So sure enough, when the lights went down, I separated the chairs and he separated his chair. And I kind of moved it out into the aisle just a little bit, because I don't want this guy's, you know, sweat getting on me.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. How bad did he smell?
No, it was actually not pleasant, but there was no odor in the air.
Yeah, could have been from a European country that doesn't use deodorant.
Exactly. Yeah, I would have been like, check, please. So yeah. I'll sit on the stage.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened? Yeah. They showed the movie. Did they have an intro, like somebody come out, open a thing, and then they showed the movie?
The guy that came out and introed the movie was Kevin Smith.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah. And Brian Connolly,
yeah.
The guy who played Dante in the movie. Yes. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Right.
That guy. He was there. So that was kind of cool. And Kevin Smith's mom was there also.
Yeah, well, she lives not far. I'm not going to say where she lives, but I know I know almost exactly where she lives. It's scary that I know that.
Yeah.
I'm not a stalker, I'm not a stalker. I just happen to know that because I did a lot of business in that area with a lot of the neighbors.
They were all out there and introduced the movie. And they ran the movie the whole 2 hours and came out and the Q&A. We spoke about the Q&A before that.
Ask the one question?
Yeah. So like we said in the past, it makes no sense to get online for a Q&A with Kevin Smith because he can talk.
Sure.
But yeah, there was probably 10 people. There was two lines on each side and they went back and forth and probably answered about 10 questions total.
Hmm.
And Kevin Smith lost a lot of weight. He looked good. He looked healthy. He looked fine. I'm sure he was high as hell. But
well, he's wearing that size 6X friggin' jacket, the raincoat thing, man.
That purple, the purple.
Yeah, he's probably down to size medium in the real body. I mean, you know, how much do you think he weighs now?
Well, he's got to be under 200.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's carrying a lot of extra skin. I'm sure, but he's under 200. For sure. But
like, we ought to have him weigh in and send us the screenshot. I expect to see his toes and the number on the scale. You know what I mean? I mean, send us something, send us a video, send us a snapshot. Come on, I know you're watching this, Kevin Smith. Send it to us. We'll put it on our website. It'd be funny.
But it was good. I don't remember any of the questions. It was, the only question I do remember is, what are your next five movies? He's doing a, he's going to be doing a movie called Moose Jaws. It is an idea he came up when he was stoned, of course. And it's going to be like Jaws, but with a moose in Canada instead of a shark.
So is it going to be a comedy horror thing or what?
Yeah, that's the way I'm picturing it. He's going to do the third Jay and Silent Bob movie. He's going to do a sequel to Mallrats.
I thought they had more than that.
Yeah, no, well, they had the reboot.
Silent Bob Return.
Yeah. Strike Back. And like Dogma. They're in Dogma, but that's not considered a Jay and Silent Bob movie.
I like that movie. I like Dogma a lot. That was a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have that one. They're going to do a sequel to Jersey Girl, which he doesn't like, which I liked. I like Jersey Girl. I thought it was a good movie.
You know, even bands don't like some of their songs they have to play because it was a hit, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, so he's got five more in him, and we'll see what happens after that. You know, I enjoy him. You know, they're dumb and silly, but I don't know. I guess it's just my thing.
All right, so funniest dressed person there.
There was nothing out of the ordinary. Most
odd-looking character there.
Yeah. There was nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing. No one trying to stand out or anything
like
that. Just
mullets and hockey jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah, just a lot of the purple yeah. Movies shirts, and yeah.
So how long was the Q&A after the movie?
It was like 2 hours, bro.
So you're like, it's like a 4.5 hour event.
Yeah. I got out of there after midnight.
Wow.
And they had the cups. Remember the cups?
Yeah.
I had what did I drink? Oh, I drank double Tito's and seven. And I had two of those.
Nice.
And about 2/3 of the way through the movie, I couldn't hold it anymore.
Right.
I had to pee so bad. So
but
I
you've
had,
already like, seen the movie, so you're all good with it.
Right. So the thing is they pipe the sound through the whole theater, you know, the whole place.
Yeah. So now, going to the bathroom in that place isn't like anywhere else because now you have to go out in the lobby and go to the left and go downstairs.
Right. Yes, past the Motley Crue poster and into the bathroom.
I never knew we had that low of a ground level in Florida, but I guess Universal built everything up, and that's really ground level.
It is ground level. Yes, it is. I had to run real quick. And of course, it wasn't just like a real go. It was like a 2-minute pee. You know, one of those. And
now, was there anybody else in the bathroom at the same time besides the guy that was handing out mints and spraying you? And
no mint guy. I was surprised. Oh. Unless I ran past him so quick, I didn't see him.
Were you standing next to another person at a urinal?
No.
Okay. No. Was there anybody else using the bathroom while you were?
There was someone washing their hands when I came in and someone coming in as I was going out. So there was activity.
I was just asking because, you know, there's urinal etiquette that you need to follow.
Okay.
So like if let's say there's six urinals and you come in and there's six wide open urinals, which one do you take? There's six total and they're all wide open. You take the one closest to the door. You take the one furthest from the door. You take the one in the middle.
Closest to the door. The one closest to the door. And that's usually one that's like knee height.
You're being correct. The correct thing. Then there's a game. It's an app. You can download it. It's a urinal game. And they give you different, like there'll be two guys at two of those urinals, and then you have to know which one to pick. Now, you don't want to like split the middle and be next to two guys. You want to be like have a urinal in between you and stuff.
Exactly. Yes.
Now the reason I bring all this up is there's an ex-football player. I think he's an ex-football player. His name escapes me at the time, but I've been listening to different shows and stuff, and this guy claims that when you're at the urinal and they say that some guys meet gaze. Do you know what that is?
Some guys what?
Meet gaze.
Well, yeah, and it's obvious what that means.
Yeah, so he said that's not true. What you really do is what alpha males do is they turn and look each other in the eye while they're peeing. So I don't know about that, dude. I don't want some guy holding his junk looking at me in the eye. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. And if there's no separators in the urinal area, and there's no way to skip a urinal, I'm heading right to the stall.
Well, what about one of those open troughs like they have at football games and stuff sometimes?
Yeah,
a giant one urinal thing.
Stall.
Really?
I'm going to the stall. Yeah, I'm going to the stall. Or if I'm drunk out of my mind, whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm not a trough kind of guy.
So are you a wash your hands every time you leave the bathroom, even if you're drunk?
No.
Okay. Dirty motherfucker! I like to hear that. Don't be grabbing my drink when you hand it to. Yeah, no.
Here you go, bro.
Yeah, whatever. No, how about what's the etiquette? Have you ever gone in through the exit to do away with the line?
Yes, I've done that. I brought my wife into the men's room.
Yeah. Oh God. Who not, hasn't not, got the right to new men's room? I mean, shit.
Not current wife, but previous wife.
Well, now you got something to look forward to do together now.
I don't know.
I mean, guess what?
I don't know. You know, you've only met her a couple times, but she is like the, yeah. She's,
get yourself in trouble.
Proper. Let's put it that way. My wife is proper.
All right.
Yeah.
So you leave the place. Everybody leaves at the same time. City Walk is closed up, or was it open?
No, it was still open. I think Halloween Horror Nights was over at 2, so City Walk stayed open till 2.
Did you stop by White Castle and pick up a couple?
I did not. I went to Voodoo Donuts.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You know, I've seen that. No, it's in City Walk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They have, like, donuts that are, like, 10, 12 bucks a piece.
Over by the Hart and Huntington.
But, I mean, these are, like, works of art. I mean, these are...
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got a dozen donuts.
A dozen? And, what are you, a millionaire?
Well, you walk over to the place, and they won't let you in.
Yeah.
There's a little snot-nosed kid goes, line's over there.
Yeah.
Great. Fuck is wrong with you, kid? Right. So I get online and I'm like, you know, how do you peruse these donuts? You know, I want to know what I want to get before I get in there. So you got to go around the side of the building, and this is right at the edge of what was a NASCAR cafe.
Yes,
it's like literally the next building over there to the right by the entrance to NASCAR cafe, which is now NBC something or other sports.
Mm-hmm.
So. They kind of tuck you away. There's a bathroom area back there. They tuck you away online back there. 25 minutes online outside the building. On the side of the building, there's a mural of all the different donuts they have. So I take a picture of it, and I'm kind of looking through, and I kind of figure out in my head, and I'm actually texting myself the list of donuts I want to get because I'm a little buzzed because I had a double and a triple on the Tito's and 7. And I go in, you get online inside in another 15 minutes, and they have a circular carousel, Lazy Susan, that has all the donuts in it, and it spins around. And, of course, it's different donuts than what they were showing outside. And they call you over, you get your guy, and he brings in your donuts, and my dozen donuts cost $32.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah. And
J.D. Rockefeller over here.
Yeah, and they have all kind of cool names for these donuts. Oh, I gotta take my pills. Look, I got pills.
You gotta take your soul. You're gonna die. Pills.
Yeah, now they're antibiotic. I'm dying slowly. So let me see if I could figure out. Look, that's a message from you. And let's see. Ah, all right. So of course I go in. I want a powdered sugar cake. You know, a regular powdered donut. They had the chocolate ring, the apple fritter, the 8 mile, the voodoo doll, which actually looks like a voodoo doll with a pretzel stick in its heart, glazed donut, sprinkle cake, and the Mexican hot chocolate, which is a chocolate donut with chocolate sauce on it, chocolate chips, and the cocoa powder sprinkled on it.
What the fuck is Mexican about that?
Because I guess there's a special kind of Mexican hot chocolate, believe it or not.
Dude, I'm calling bullshit on this right here, right now. It's too fucking hot in Mexico for hot chocolate.
Yeah, well, there's a special...
Does it come with a shot of tequila?
Nice. More than likely, yes. And there's another donut called the triple chocolate.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm in.
$32. And, of course, they give you this cool, fancy box. Looks like
how
cake
many
box.
Did you eat before they got home? Three?
I think I might have had one, just for the fact I wanted to keep the integrity of the box and the donuts in there.
To show you got $32 worth of donuts.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that went on my credit card. granted, I pay it off each month, but yeah, $32. So then I get out of there, I find the car, and head over to Wawa. And everybody just brags about Wawa. I'm like, ugh, whatever.
I like Wawa.
Whatever. It's what's special about it?
I don't know. I like getting a sandwich there. I've had good sandwiches there. They have lobster bisque, which is pretty good. And what I've done is I've gone to Aldi when they have these little tiny lobster tail thing, $5 a pop. I go to Aldi, I'll get a couple of those, throw them in the freezer. And then when lobster bisque night comes up for Wawa, I'll get some lobster bisque and I'll broil up them lobsters and I'll cut them up and throw them in that bisque. Now I got giant chunks of lobster in this. Oh, buddy, it's good as shit. I'm telling you, who would have thought you're going to get great lobster bisque at a fucking gas station? You do?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I walked in this place and, dude, it was Sand Lake Road just east of iDrive, about a block by Universal Boulevard. And so this place, it was busy as balls and dirty as all fucking go.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was just dirty. Like, you walk in the bathroom and it was like fucking towels everywhere, shit everywhere.
Well, they were busy.
Yeah, but
they were probably short staffed. Everybody's short staffed too, dude.
Yeah. You know, what do they care? You know, they get paid regardless. So I need a soda for the ride home and a couple bags of chips. Usually when I drive, I like to.
Why didn't you get a soda at Voodoo Donuts?
Did they have it there? I don't even know. And if they did,
$18.
Yeah, say if they did, it wasn't $1.19. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I need a souvenir cup. The cup you're drinking out of, that was it? Was that a universal cup?
Yeah, it's not mine. It's somebody else's.
I thought I saw Rip Ride Rocket there. Is that Rip Ride Rocket?
Yeah.
They're closing that down, I heard.
They are. They're closing that down. They say they're going to remodel, but I think they're going to take the whole thing out.
I heard they're taking the whole thing out. That kind of sucks.
I don't know what the deal is. I heard just yesterday, though, that it was in a remodel, and I thought we talked about it on this show, how, no, it's done. So I got to get my ass over there, and I don't know what date it's done, but I'd like to ride it one more time, you know?
Yeah. I've only been on it once, and that was ages.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I've been 10 on years ago. Shit, but it was pretty good for what it is.
They had minimal space to put anything, so it did.
They stacked it and racked it, and they made it almost look like that building in Maitland there that's been there forever.
Yep.
I drove by that today.
The eyesore on I-4. Is it amazing how close it is to the highway now?
Yeah, now they built it out.
I remember driving by there, you know, 10 years ago, and it was way off. Now you're almost driving through the parking garage to get down I-4.
Nice. Well, you know why.
Why?
Global warming.
Okay.
No, wait, it's Trump's fault. Sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm coming up with the most ridiculous answers. I'm trying to
think of
the most
ridiculous answers. Exactly.
So, we are almost out of time here, dude. We got like a minute here.
It says we got 10 minutes remaining time.
Right, on a 40-minute count, if we're going 30 minutes a segment, you got to take away 10 minutes. You got anybody you want to shout out to?
No. Going to Orlando again tomorrow.
If you're waiting for a shout out for Mike Taylor, go fuck off.
Shout out to Tom Papa, tompapa.com. He's doing a comedy tour. He will be at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center tomorrow night and Sunday night.
Oh, good. Tickets you're going? Available.
I'm going tomorrow night, and my sister is going Sunday night. She's like, I don't want to go. I'm like, well, you can't go because you're babysitting for us.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Shit,
so she.
Dude, I wanted to go. Shit.
Well, you could have went with my sister.
Yeah. Well, just finding out. You know, I'm late to the party. No, it's all right. I got other shit going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would like maybe next time or something.
Next time.
Anyway, let me give a shout out here to Gino Losi, GINOLOSI. Catch some monster fish. Go fishing with Gino Losi. Check him out on the socials. Check out my friend Dustin Levine over at the Melon Patch Theater. They do fine work. They just had a great haunted house over there. They did real well with that. They got several productions in the works right now. Go spend some money, buy tickets for your employees, spend some money on advertising. And my friend Knife Man Stan over at Jet Set Printing in Orlando. Printing is all they do. Check out Life Dance and Jeff Seth Printing. Thank you for watching 148. I can't believe we've made
149.
149. No, this is 148. This is the second part of 148.
I have 148 down for last week, bro.
Okay, so we are on 149. This was 149.
Yeah, and if it's not, it is now.
There you go. It's 149.
We introduced it as 149 last segment. There you go.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can find us wherever you can find stuff. Go to the website, buy some merch, look up Mike Isms, look up the comedy page there. It's good stuff. Yes. All right. Ciao.